Selective Enforcement. Selective enforcement is when some crimes are prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and other crimes are ignored. Universal enforcement is when all crimes are prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Under the present legal system in the United States of America, universal enforcement is a mathematical impossibility. There are not enough judges, lawyers, and cops to actually enforce all the laws. Laws are currently being created faster than the lawyers can read, much less understand all of the fine points and legal ramifications. If we did have a system that prosecuted each and every, quote, crime, there's not enough room in the jails for all the people who would be convicted. And we already have the world's largest prison population on a per capita basis. Despite the extravagant sums we spend on jails, lawyers, and cops, our justice system is failing. It has come to the absurd situation where we are harassing people over using this pronoun or that pronoun, while murderers and rapists are allowed to roam the streets. The nightly news shows video of organized shoplifting mobs that will never be prosecuted, and the Supreme Court refuses to enforce election laws. People who protest this outrage are held in prison for years without trial. The medical establishment appears to be actively engaged in mass murder, and the lawyers don't care. It's a classic case of authoritarian dementia. The people could put a stop to all this in short order by just saying no. Saying no to the government beast is dangerous business these days, but something must be done. Just sitting and waiting for the authoritarians to perfect their mass murder techniques, that doesn't seem like the best plan to me. If we can just get to the point where we can say no to authoritarian crimes, we will soon reach utopian levels of economic and social efficiency. We can also have universal enforcement of social norms. If you gross people out and no one will talk to you, you are in a world of hurt. And it doesn't take large sums of cash and months or years of waiting for justice. Authoritarians would have only minimal respect in a libertarian civilization based on the right of refusal. I hear people saying that it is necessary for us to suffer. That's not true. We can just say no to all the authoritarian nonsense at any time and get immediate relief. For freedom works. Slavery